Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now, Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent and former NYPD police officer. Dan, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we wanted to talk to you, obviously, about this Las Vegas shooting. Are there any new developments that you've heard of in, say, the last overnight?
Well, I think the important ones are, you know, the facts yesterday were not out, and a lot of folks were assuming, based on some media reports, that all of these weapons were, in fact, automatic. And this leads to a lot of confusion in the, you know, political debate, sadly, that, you know, before literally the blood's been washed from the street, some people feel the need to bring up, as if we can't wait, you know, till next week to talk about this stuff. But it turns out it looks like some of the weapons were not, in fact, purchased as automatic weapons, meaning a depression of the trigger can unload the entire magazine. Some of them were bump stock weapons, and I heard a report that another one may have had a duplex trigger, which is basically a trigger where you depress the trigger and a round goes off, and a round goes off as you release the trigger as well. So some of them may have been automatic, but that's why it's so important with a lot of these media reports to get the facts out there first, because, you know, you'll see, unfortunately, some liberals want to politicize this. Well, again, while we're still, you know, bodies are still warm and we're still processing what actually happened.
Is it legal to modify those semi-automatics to something that is a bump stock or into an automatic weapon of some kind?
Well, a bump stock trigger is legal because it's not a fully automatic weapon. It just uses the pressure of the recoil to fire another round. But it is not legal. It is absolutely not legal to modify a purchased semi-automatic rifle and to convert it to a fully automatic rifle. That is absolutely not legal.
Okay.
You get yourself in a whole world of trouble if you're caught with one of those. So the answer is definitely a big fat no.
Gotcha.
You've been talking about sort of like letting the facts come in about whether or not this is automatic or not, but that hasn't really stopped any Democrats from calling for gun control. We saw Nancy Pelosi yesterday called for immediately for a select committee to curb gun violence, which is obviously in her mind gun control. And the other side of this is Hillary Clinton came out and attacked gun silencers, which had nothing to do with yesterday's shooting, but were her concern yesterday morning. What did you make of Hillary Clinton's tweets about this?
Well, Hillary Clinton has a responsibility, given her platform, to say things in a coherent, knowledgeable fashion, okay? There is no such thing as a gun silencer, Vince. There's no such thing. There's a suppressor, but I don't know what a gun silencer is. I can't, you know, I had a debate once with Brian Frosch, the AG from Maryland, on a show up in Maryland when I was up there in Baltimore. And I was amazed. I asked him a very simple question. It's still on YouTube, by the way. He was talking about assault rifles. I said, can you define for me exactly what an assault rifle is? Look, watch the look on his face. He has no idea. The left does this all the time. You want to have a conversation about suppressors? Fine. Let's talk about that. But I'm not going to have a conversation with Hillary Clinton, nor does she care about having a conversation with me, by the way, or anyone else for that matter, about a silencer. There's no such thing as a, what is this, the movies? She has never in her life, I guarantee you, fired a weapon with a suppressor on it and has no idea how unsilent a, quote, silencer is. I mean, this is what bothers me about the left. They let emotion cloud everything rather than having a reasonable dialogue about what could be a critical issue. It's really sad.
This is amazing to me because every time we see a shooting like this, you're right, it does seem like the mainstream press, of which much of it is liberal, sort of runs roughshod over the terminology as if the distinctions don't matter when they clearly do. I mean, this is the first shooting, by the way, where the term automatic weapon may have actually been useful here but how many times have we seen shootings where the news reporting suggests these are automatic assault rifles or something when they are nothing of the kind?
Right. These are not irrelevant distinctions. These are very serious distinctions because the way they are handled legally creates the category. So saying something's an automatic weapon gives Americans who can be in some cases impressionable. You know, not everyone, understandably, has the time to do mounds of research on what automatic versus semi-automatic is. They have soccer games to get to, jobs to go to. But when the media, people responsible for going out there and giving the facts, report that it's an automatic weapon and all people see is, you know, John J. Rambo in Rambo 2 firing off an M60 inside a building, everybody's like, oh my gosh, we can't have that. And in some cases, that's not, you know, what happens. And I think it's just driven by this unbelievable anger by the left towards this issue. I say all the time, the difference between liberals and conservatives in this debate is liberals, a lot of them, not all of them, but assume that conservatives are bad people attached to ideas. you know, while conservatives assume that liberals have bad ideas attached to people, it's completely different. And that's why you get this anger after the fact and this rush to go out there. We need to get rid of the guns and the silencers and the assault weapons. And we're all looking as conservatives going, what are you talking about? What's an assault? What's a silencer? What do you mean, a suppressor? Like an assault weapon? Well, what do you mean? Like guns that are black or scary looking? Or what are you talking about? Because that could be anything. So these are important distinctions.
So let me ask you, is there a law that we don't have that would have stopped this guy from doing what he did in Vegas?
Yeah, you could try to. Is there a law that would have stopped it? No. But I can tell you what the Democrats will tell you would have stopped it. And eventually it's going to be, an assault weapons ban, which ironically, again, if you're interested in facts and data, and liberals, you can tune out now. I know you don't care about this kind of stuff. But if you're interested in facts and data, the Justice Department's own study of the Clinton-era assault weapons ban showed that it had no significant effect on gun crime and violent crime at all. So, I mean, again, are we just dealing with emotion or are we dealing with the real world? I'm as traumatized by what happened yesterday as you. I know liberals don't think that's the case. I don't really care what you think. I'm just saying this hurts me. I worry about this stuff as well. But I'm interested in real solutions, not cheap emotional rhetoric after the fact. And the answer, Mary, is no. There isn't a law that would have prevented that. Bad people are going to do bad things. And the only thing we can do is get really proactive on the investigative side and make sure we become arsonists on the investigative side and stop putting out fires after the fact.
Well, Dan, not every liberal was affected by this. CBS had to fire a vice president who said the Vegas victims didn't deserve sympathy because country music fans often are Republican. And I think when conservatives hear things like this, especially when you hear a woman who sort of voices an opinion that says her ideology is more important than human life, they worry that other liberals sort of have that viewpoint. What did you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, that goes back to my point before, how people like that. I saw that story, and I try not to post stuff after events like this on my Facebook that would inflame the situation, but I saw that story and said, no, I have to put up. That goes to prove my point that there are people who think like that. Some liberals, again, not all, they just assume we're bad people and like we had it coming or something. And you scratch your head and you go, is this real? Like, is this really America where if you have a different view of my right to self-protection, my big R right, that all of a sudden I deserve to die in a gunfight because I want to protect my family? I'm not in love with guns. They're tools. They're tools I feel I need to protect my family. God forbid something were to happen. If that makes me worthy of death to you, you have to seriously reevaluate your politics and your moral and ethical system that you use to evaluate what you'll support and not.
Dan Bongino, always appreciate your clarity on a whole bunch of subjects, and including this one this morning. Thank you, sir, for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks, Vince. Thanks,
all right, 8:15 now.
It's time for WMAL Traffic and Weather.